Begin the daf mesech the shvuas daf mem aleph. Begin on mem aleph. Begin tesmat. Begin the gemara. Man the tana sefer v'chulu. So we have this machlekes in Reb Nachman where he teaches teaching, which are with a practical ramification. When do we say this obligation of shvuas has to say? Amr Ben Tan says, Hashdu leit mehelchasak echad mehanech lishni. Now that the gemara did not verify which one of these versions we go like. Oh, hecha deleka dada de memaino. When there is no doubt in the money, loy meshabin and loy misafir. We will not go that like that version. We won't make him take an oath out of doubt because that might make him a raya. Because why should we make him take the onus of proof is on the one who wants to mandate the collection. But even so, lohi amoicha b'dayonim hamashbim. Bein Tam himself would not protest on the judges that would mandate shuas hesed. Uksas nir lashbia says Taisit, and a little bit appears that it makes sense to mandate an oath because the ikad army, there are those who say that tafel lashrishin, because the second version, the ikad army, is a secondary to the primary to the first version. Kumesham riva, like the riva says, look at Taisa zayin abu dzar zayin manavtim maskol bashal. But me, I'm Rabbeinu Tam. But still, Rabbeinu Tam says no. Doesn't Basa make it? We're going to go after the leading interpretation, which would be the second one. Chimash from Perikam of the Metzia. That's something from Metzia of Heman Alv. Who Raya by that shepherd? The Ma'isi Hasa Milsa Drab Nachman. A Reisha Masnitin. It brings on the Reisha of the Mishnah, so that and yet Rabbeinu Tam Doicha and he rejects that right and he says no. The Klamim you could say the Hasa Reisha the Milsa Nakat. It's just saying the first teaching, but a Mesefa Parach. It's actually asking from the Sefa, Meshbin Lehich Degadar Minor, that we only require Shul when there is a doubt regarding money, when there is some type of like, yeah, he admitted on some level. Does not make it there a Minor, there's also Dar Minor in the Sefa, Me'akusha Regin Limsle B'chol Yom, because they used to give him every single day. Boy, more of the Hikas Adi, the witnesses, the Achol Trey Menai, that he ate two of them. Now, Rav Haigoyim Pirish, Dulei Meshbin Leh, no, we don't make him take an oath, Elim Shabtin Leh. Rather, we excommunicate Mal Tznai, Shei B'Shamta, that it should be in Chayrim, in Mukhayiv, Vin Mishalim, if he owes and he's not paying. And then it says, Mat the beginning of the Gemara, Ma'ik Ibn Shvud, the rest of the Shvud Rabban. The Gemara wants to know what's the difference between the biblical and the rabbinic oath. Perek HaKoyis, the Gemara, Ksubta, Pechaz, Ben Avgir, Behod, Amar, Rav Nachman, or it's Rav Papa, that says, Ipikich Shimon, Ma'ik Shilel, the Shvud, the rest of, I'll bring him to a biblical oath. Pesh B'Kundras. What's the big thing of making it from rabbinic to biblical oath? Well, the nafkamina, the difference is the b'deraisa by lemikin chavetz biyade. By biblical oath, you have to hold a holy object in your hand, a mitzvah object. But rabbanon like by a rabbinic oath, you don't require that. Says Tosfos in there, that doesn't seem to be correct because the hinafkutz leminahachad. The Gemara here does not say that's the difference between b'deraisa and rabbanon. It says other pshat. Well, more of the perikar shalech like more getting up from here and alv gabe amana the kamar. Adra bebezdin veashba chutz lebezdin. Pesach B'Kundri explains. Gufei. Pesach B'Kundri's Gufei. Rashi himself explains over there. The bebezdin leboyish tabui. That you don't want to make the shvu in bezdin. Mishum deboy amku kechev to biyad. Because then you would have to hold the object in your hand. Avagav the shvu daman the shvu drabanhi. Although what I mean, the widow's oath is rabbinic oath. And still he's saying that you have to have the object in your hand if it's in bezdin. I thought you said that's different between the rest and drabanhi. Rashi himself. Bresh Meitzah Da Kaisim, in the beginning of the Sugi Ava Kaisim, when Daf Pei Zayin Mabez, Perish Nami B'Kundris, Rashi also explains, Gabi Hod, the Sub Ramba Chama Lameim Ha-Shvud Ha-Raisa, they said, Dinaf Kamin Lafuch Ha-Shvud, it's regarding inverting the Shvud, it doesn't say regarding holding the Chavtzi B'Yad, and that seems to be, says Taisis, that should not be the difference, as our Gemara did not say that as one of the options. Next Taisim Mata begins, Gemara Chamal Bar Avashi, Dami that he said, but the Raisi Nami Mavchinan. He says you could also invert the shvu by the raisa. So then again, back to the question: what's the difference between the raisa and the rabban? Rivan Pirsh B'Shem Akuntris. Rivan explains in Nimer Rashi the Hilchas Hakabasei. The loch is like Mabra Avashi. That, but the raisa you could also be mapech the shvu. They come like Mabra Avashi, but mipech shvu because that's how we rule like Mabra Avashi by this halacha of inverting the oath. Chaim Chubis Rabbi Negerishu Mar Agoylo and his response to Mechin Rav Haigoin. They all say this same idea. Maybe Raya means a proof to Hilchas Hakabasei that the halacha is like Mabra Avashi. Become like a mayf. In fact, the Gemara says later on, Haiman, the Mabik Shoal Chavri. If someone produces a document against his friend, Yamalei Heyach, if the other guy says, Ishtabeili, deliberaticha, swear to me that I didn't pay you. Amin Leizil Ishtabeili. We say, okay, go swear to him. Now, says the proof is like this. Mahas, a mayf over there. It is Lele Mamagam Medar Raisa. He has a regular star. He has a full fledged money on him biblically. Yochel Hapachel B'Shvua. He could invert the oath on him, Heyach the Lesle. Where he, if he is, so that's what Tzai says. So, Heichad Lesley, Elishvud Ha'Raisa. So when he only has on him just a biblical oath, like Kolshkin, meaning without a shtar, isn't it all the more so? The Masamalei Shtabeli at that you have to swear to me? Now, the Devarav, according to his words, so it comes out, Mandapolik Amabar Avashi. Whoever disagrees with Amar Avashi, Kolshkin the Polik Alikame. For sure, we'll disagree on that halacha further on. Now, and therefore, since we rule like that, obviously we rule like Amar Avashi. Actually, the Ga'inim, they disagree regarding what does the Gemara there say later on. If he tells them, swear to me, that I didn't pay you, the question is that they disagree about, is could the claimant go back at him and tell him, no, no, you swear to me, and then you could be left off the hook. Now, so if the claimant could do flip it back to him, then there's no proof to Rav Hai, from over there from that Gemara, because you don't see anywhere that he's being let off the hook. All he's doing is that flipping it to him, but it could be flipped right back to him. V'oid moreover, d'loy dummy. It's actually not even comparable. V'hidl kamei, because the Gemara later on, v'adi tekin Rabbanon, yes, there, the Rabban instituted that he could get out of it, so to speak, by flipping it, from the shchicha, because it's common, the Misrami, it happens, Zimnan Tuba, many times the bus of the pare, after he paid him, ishtar biyade, the document remains in the hand of the lender. He just, you know, he wheedles out of it. He says, oh, lamochi vinilach, or tomorrow I'll give it to you, hashtalesa gaboy, it's not here by me today. Or inami, you could say, apshita the safra zayerle, he's holding on to it because he wants to be paid back for that. He laid out the money for the rented document. So fine, over there, we would say he could flip the shuwa on the balash tab, like Abishu there, Isa, but regarding a biblical oath, lama lam lasakin, why would they institute sheikh lahav chalei that he could flip it? So, therefore, it's not even comparable. Now, bahashta hahid l'kamei, so it comes out now that Gemara later on, asya filikaman de polikam abarabashi, it actually could even be like those who disagree abarabashi, so it wouldn't be a right to have high going. Rabbeinu Yitzchak matza b'tshuvas kabunias, in the early response, the limb of chinishvur there, I said, no, you cannot flip a biblical oath. V'chein bahag, so too, the bahag, ubesei de tanoim amaroim, they write the Hilchos Kamam Rabashi Bekula Shas. You write halachas usually like him throughout the Gemara. Bama Mipashvua, but Odisa, except for the case of flipping the oath, which you cannot do, and Odisa of an admission. Now, says Tosis on the second point. Achmash because we say the number from the Mipashvua. Well, first on the first point that they regarding flipping the oath. They explain going to Yam Chiv Shvua Chashid. Let's say the guy who's obligated oath is suspect. So regarding flipping it. Okay, you can flip it on the claimant. So it says, ain't near it. That doesn't seem to be correct. We're not talking about when the guy suspects. That's the Gemara later on. Dama that says, the difference between them is a connected chashin when they want opposite a suspect. El rather compares to a quintress. It's like the way Rashi explains. Just that the defendant says to the claimant, no, you go swear and you can collect. He says, yes, also Allah is like him everywhere besides over here, but he says a different second one by the white one. And then the man that he gives his hafich loven is totally turned white, which is likely fine by the Mitzayra. And the chivri, what does that mean? Which he says different than, it's not a disa, but chivri, that's referred to Perek Behemah Makash and Chulna Vayin Vav Mabez, Kabitzemes Agidin, regarding some part of the ligaments, the Ka'amar, Zaigi. That is clear. Avagav the lechivri, even though it's not white, it's referring to where does it make the animal to treifa. But that's what chivri refers to. That we don't rule like Mabar Avash in the halacha. And look what writes Siat Shema the Gilyan the Sanhedrin of Chav Tesma Beis and Taisa the Matzchal Mabar Avash. It's like Tesma that begins the Gemara. L'Rab Yisi the Amar Rabban and Nami Nachsin. According to Rab Yisi, well, he says that you also go down to his estate by rabbinic again. So that's not a good option. The difference between the rest and the Rabban. So it says Ksas Tim is a little bit of a wonder because the Rabban and Nami La'ari. El Bahi, Rabbanan that disagree with Rabbi Yisi, that's only over there, Labagzeh, like we said, it's not considered theft, because ways of peace. So that's why he can't go into his assets. But where it's full rabbinic theft, they would agree that you could go down to his estate. Where there's a rabbinic oath. So why are you saying it's specific to Rabbi Yisi? It's really everyone there in that teaching. Next says, what's the difference between this case and the case of someone who's Pagim Mishtar? So it says, we're going to say, wait a second, Tikshle Amasneet, and what are you asking on him? Ask on the Mishnah, later on the Mehem and Aleph, It says if something can collect from the assets of these orphans, leipagel b'shem can only collect with an oath. But time and the reason b'shem dilma maybe because yehava avoin kayim. If the father would have been alive, have a toin, but Amar, he would have made a claim and said, "Ishtabeili, swear to me." So Alma matzim mishtabeile. Obviously, you see that he can make them swear. So what are you asking on him? It's a question on the Mishnah. So it's telling me near. However, it seems the time of Lamishum hachihu. That's actually not the reason. Even if the father would not be able to make the claim, so you don't see that a regular person can make the claim, as we're saying, so therefore the orphans can make the same claim. And therefore, that was Tais' question. No. Even the father cannot make the claim, Tanin Le Yasmer, we make the claim for the orphans. The Perik Kesef, the Gemara Kesubis, that pays Amanav. I mean, we say, Kesef Le Ishtoi, if he writes to his wife, Noki, Nedu Noki, Shvua, Noki, Nedu Noki, Shvua, that like, okay, it's okay, you don't need to swear, you don't even have to make an oath. Loi Department Assembly B'Shvua. No, she could only collect with an oath. So we see that the rabbis are the ones who made it a remedy for the orphans, even when the father cannot swear or to make an oath. So there's nothing to do with that. It's not a question on the Mishnah. It was only a question on him. He says, Master, that begins with the words, actually, this belongs in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the parak. If he says, I don't have what you're claiming, I only have a silver litra, not a golden one, he's exempt. Which says the truth is Mahashta Avle L'Rav Lefluge Rimlil. It's already here that Rimlil should have disagreed. Because the Palak B'Seifa, like he disagrees with the Seifa, but Shetan Nechid Mahad L'Besa'irim, according to Rav, you're claiming wheat and Dominic barley. So here too, Litra Kesel B'Tezov are considered as two different things. So he should have said, no, Yechayv, because he holds Yechayv when it's two different things. Ula Shmuel, and according to Shmuel, Adal El, and even previously, where, because he learns the case, the guy says, you have two silver coins of mine, etc., which according to Rab, that's one reason, and according to Shmuel, it's the same reason of Tanachid Ma'ad Sa'irim, and so he should have disagreed already there, but it says, he just waited till the Tanachama finished, and he disagreed on all of them. Now, you have to analyze, why do you need all these cases, that they're all talking about the same idea of basic idea of like Tana Chimad Zayim, and the Ikemenayu the Tani idea, and there are those from them that were saying like idea. Okay, once we're mentioning, we'll mention these other cases, and but it's still, it's just interesting that why we need all these cases to say the same idea.